We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on a Friday morning, June 15th. KNSS breaking news. A boy was killed and three other people shot in a Westminster, Colorado parking lot Thursday. Police spokeswoman Sherry Spotke says the suspect is in custody.
Officers are working to figure out what transpired leading up to this shooting. The shooting was outside in the parking lot. Only these four individuals were injured.
One adult male is expected to survive. The other two, a mother and her young male son, are considered in critical condition. A motive has not been determined. Wichita police have arrested a father and son who allegedly rammed a pickup truck into a Wichita bingo hall and stole an ATM machine. Officer Charlie Davidson said two of three suspects were arrested Wednesday. Officers responding to the bingo casino in South Wichita early Monday found the front doors shattered and the ATM gone.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz has released a report detailing his review of the FBI and Department of Justice's Hillary Clinton investigation during the 2016 election. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the FBI will hold accountable all who broke the rules.
We're going to adhere to the appropriate disciplinary process. And once that process is complete, we won't hesitate to hold people accountable for their actions.
The report showed no bias toward the Clinton email investigation, but did find the FBI did not follow normal procedures during its probe. The Clinton investigation started after allegations that she mishandled classified data by using a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
Kentucky files suit against Walgreens for allegedly contributing to the state's opioid crisis.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear accuses Walgreens of failing to legally monitor its role as a drug distributor, overseeing what he calls a high rate of suspicious opioid shipments that he says flooded Kentucky, helping fuel the deadly crisis.
Nearly 80% of people using heroin began their addiction by using prescription pills. That means the true source driving addiction isn't on our streets, it's in our medicine cabinets.
This is the sixth opioid-related lawsuit filed by Kentucky. Walgreens has yet to comment on the suit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police in Hutchinson are looking for the thieves who broke into the YMCA's storage shed and stole sports equipment. KSN News spoke with Darren Regeer, sports director at YMCA, who says the thieves took dozens of new shoulder pads, footballs, a generator, lights, and first aid kits.
We will go on, no matter what. We will go on. The kids are an important part of this program.
The Hutchinson YMCA still has old shoulder pads that are safe for players to use. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to call Hutchinson police.
Some students at a Massachusetts high school will not be able to get yearbooks for now because a student used a quote attributed to a Nazi politician.
Andover High School in Massachusetts pulling its yearbook. The student said to have, without knowing its source, used the quote which reads, "Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it." Rabbi Robert Goldstein saying context is important.
Understanding that this student was not doing something to deliberately hurt anybody.
The school resumes selling yearbooks once the quote is replaced. Those who've already got them can either get custom printed stickers or have the page replaced by the publisher. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This summer-like weather pattern is going to continue for a little while longer. In fact, temperatures soaring well above average again this afternoon. 98 for the high with a gusty south wind 15 to 35 miles per hour. Will be clear and breezy tonight. Our low 75. The high pressure area starts to weaken just a bit tomorrow. Saturday's high 95. Mid-90s again on Father's Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. We've got a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Friday, June 15, 2018, 2 days before Father's Day. And Ted, I don't know if you noticed or not, the tradition of the I'm wearing the Father's Day shirt.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story, of course, behind most of my clothing. There's some sort of a story. This shirt, it doesn't look that old, but it's This is a polo shirt. It's got lots of flowers on it. It's a summery shirt. I like the shirt
a lot. Yeah, it looks good on you.
Love the shirt. This shirt was bought for me for Father's Day. I got to say, it's got to be 20 years old.
A long time ago, yeah.
My kids were still in, I think, high school and junior high when they decided they needed to get something for Dad for Father's Day. And
that was longer than 20 years ago.
They went to Dillard's and they got this for me. It cost about $80 in those. So I had to get on them a little bit after that for spending all that money, my money, on this shirt. But it's every Father's Day I trot this baby out. It's not Father's Day, but it's been serving you well
for decades.
You know, there's a story behind it. I wanted to tell it on the air. So here it is. The Father's Day shirt.
Very nice.
And everybody making plans for Father's Day.
You look very festive.
It's Sunday, and we're looking forward to getting together with some family and doing something. We all are. It should be another warm weekend, kind of toasty out there. Did you see that temperature hit 100 yesterday, first time since July of last year?
Yeah, that surprised me when I saw that.
Wow.
I didn't know we would make it that far.
There we go. Must be summertime, Ted. Who was chaperoning who? Or is that whom? Who was chaperoning whom or who? Jad saying yes.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Okay. Two assistant principals at a Maryland high school have been placed on paid leave after they were accused of drinking alcohol at the school's prom.
Mm, just having a little nip?
Yeah. Is that wrong? Prince George's County Public School spokesman John White says the allegations against Christopher Burroughs and Patricia Duffy are being investigated. They were chaperones at the school's May 18th prom. The school's principal, Carlene Murray White, says she hasn't been accused of drinking, but that she's on leave for another matter.
Something going on there.
Heard that story a minute ago. We just had the story from Fox about the kids got this quote in their yearbook about it's an old propaganda. Who was Hitler's propaganda guy? That wasn't Himmler.
Goebbels.
Yeah, the little weasel guy. He was an expert at it. And the point they were making is, and this is, I studied this in school, propaganda. Tell a lie, make it a big lie, and keep telling it, and people will believe it. Well, that's something I would not think that's appropriate for a yearbook to begin with, no matter who wrote it. Right? Aren't you supposed to put something in there that's sort of inspiring?
And I don't know in what context it was being used.
Yeah, either, but anyway, who edited the yearbook? Oh, that's okay. Let's put one in there about a big lie. That's good. Pizza delivery chain Domino's is aiming to make commutes around the country a little less hellish by helping to repair potholes. The company's Paving for Pizza program has launched in four test cities, Athens, Georgia, Bartonville, Texas, Burbank, California, and Milford, Delaware. Milford's Public Works
guess
Department.
I haven't come to Wichita yet.
Nope. Yeah. Milford's Public Works Department received $5,000, which covered the repair of 40 potholes. The department used its own crews who stenciled the Domino's logo, and oh, yes, we did, on the first few repairs. Domino's is asking for nominations for more cities. Now, this to me is a really nice, good by Domino's publicity stunt.
Well, sure it is.
Filling potholes. It's an ongoing problem. We get into Wichita where they have an annual budget of how many millions to do this and repair streets. So pizza for Domino's is just jumping in there with a little free bud. And I noticed that...
Is it just me or is our pothole problem not as bad as it used to be?
I don't think it's bad at all.
Of course, we would get these winters with ice and moisture, and that would cause huge pothole problems. But recently, we haven't had winters with tons of moisture.
That has a lot to do with it, but the kind of winter you have.
There were some years there where it was just horrible. There were potholes everywhere. It doesn't seem to be that way anymore.
My friend and I took a road trip to Lincoln. We were out of high school a year or two, and we took a road trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, to visit a friend who was playing football up there at the Nebraska University. And I noticed in Lincoln, we drove around there for a day or so, potholes were terrible in that town. I mean, they were awful. Of course, Lincoln probably has nasty weather compared to us in the wintertime. But, yeah. And the other thing I noticed is the whole hoopla about IHOP, and we haven't even talked about this.
That's because it's a who cares.
Yeah, it's IHOP because they've added a burger to their menu. And now they got all this free publicity. We haven't really mentioned it until now, but that's what the B is about. There's a burger. I've eaten at IHOP after, in the evening. They've got sandwiches, all kinds of stuff on their menu that are not pancakes, so... There's another one getting a lot of free publicity. How come we can't get any
Some
free
corporate
publicity?
Marketing genius came up with that idea.
Chad, you know? Come up with an idea where
somebody's making six figures.
Free publicity somehow. Hey, how about the Super 6 Gold Tour card? Play 18 holes of golf at each of the six area golf courses for only $49, just over $8 per round.
Talk about a heck of a Father's Day gift.
Yeah. Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club. Purchase now.
Great courses there. Yeah.
You can go to WichitaPerks.com and get that for Dad's Day, maybe.
Huh? My gosh, that's a great deal.
Okay.
How do you get that?
Yeah, you go to WichitaPerks.com.
Okay.
There you go. It's 6:38 now, and time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Selling Thursday hit the entire livestock sector with triple-digit losses occurring in the live cattle, feeders, and lean hog futures. Live cattle and feeder cattle futures had their lowest trades yesterday of the past 11 to 13 sessions. The steer and heifer carcass weights are still running higher than the previous week and higher than a year ago levels. The only cash cattle trade so far this week has been lower money in Nebraska. On close yesterday, August live cattle, $2.02 lower at $101.87. August feeders down $1.97 at $143.67. In July, lean hogs $1.15 lower at $81.62. Now, managed money selling pushed the wheat, corn, and soybean futures lower yesterday as they feared trade tariffs being placed today against China in retaliation also from China. And December corn yesterday had its lowest trade since January 24th. November soybean futures, the lowest they had been since August 17th of last year. Overnight, the downside continued. We saw new contract lows made in July corn and July soybeans. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat is trading 7¾ cents lower at 514½. December corn is down 2¾ at 381¾. November soybeans down 14¾ at 935¼. July crude oil this morning down 2 cents at $66.87. August gold $5.5 lower at $13.02.80. September S&P down 8¼ points at $27.80. September dollar index is up a nickel at $94.48. And September Dow Jones futures 122 points lower at 25,088. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now we hit 100 degrees yesterday here in Wichita. How were things in Augusta?
They were warm.
Did you get out at all and move around?
Oh, yeah.
You had things to do.
The night before, I spent 3 hours out mowing the yard and stuff. And last night, I was out helping Patty do things outside also. So I've been out doing my fair sweat in the evening.
Yeah, be careful about that. Just drink plenty of water and you'll be fine, I'm sure. Right?
You bet.
Did you get something done last night or did you just, hold the shovel for Patty? What did you do?
I actually was helping her, what little help I am at doing this, getting ready for her garage sale she has today and tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a warm day for a garage sale.
You bet it will be.
Can you get a fan out there and just start blowing it on the customers, something like that?
She's got some big fans set up. She's even got a tent set up in front of the garage to give even more shade.
Okay.
Yeah, she's quite a planner when it comes to doing that.
Is she going to sell that autographed picture of Steve and Ted that we gave you?
She never showed me that.
Yeah, that's ought to bring in a pretty penny right there. That'll pay for Christmas right there. Huh?
My golly, I'll tell her to dig that out and put it up for sale. But you don't think it gets me and Steve?
What?
We've lived in this house now for 22 years. We've had a garage sale every year, and we still have not been able to sell that dang garage.
Really?
Well, no.
Maybe just make it a yard sale.
Okay.
And you can sell your yard, and you won't have to mow anymore.
That would not be a bad idea.
That's a pretty good scheme right there.
You got that right.
All right. Have a happy Father's Day. We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the Money Tracker. He'll talk about income from hobbies. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.